There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Yeah, hello and welcome to the KBG After the Show podcast. How the heck is everybody?
Yeah, all right.
Good to see y'all.
Let's get into it.
Hey.
Right on deck of the weekend. Big stuff.
Pretty
pumped.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I love a good party weekend, and that's what this is.
Well, and we kick it off because tomorrow is a National Cocktail Day. So,
are we doing any little cocktails tomorrow on the show?
Yeah, we are. In fact, we're each going to be doing our own signature cocktail and talking a little bit about it tomorrow on the show.
Nice little bird bomb.
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, our friends dropped off some booze, so we are ready. And I believe we make a big announcement tomorrow, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep.
What sure is this be. About?
It has to do with the booze.
Yeah, booze. Okay. And people can come out and hang with us and all that kind of stuff. We'll let you know the where and the when and all that kind of stuff tomorrow, though.
But yay.
Yeah. It's going to be right. Cool.
Like a little sea tease.
It's a cocktail party, but then it's also us partying together, and tomorrow we make the announcement.
Is that a cock tease? No, it's a cocktail tease.
That's what it is. That's it. I was amused. People sent us some more of these descriptions of KBJ from the ChatGPT and all those different little things. You go in there and you'd be like, hey, like, what is the KBJ show? And see what it says. One that we had gotten from Blake M. on Twitter. He said, what is the KBJ show? I said, KBJ, which is an acronym for Kevin, Vinny, and Jason.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm Vinny?
You're Vinny.
Vinny.
It's an American morning radio show that has aired on WRMF FM in West Palm Beach, Florida since 2011. The show features hosts Kevin Ralston, Vinny Hassan, and Jason Pennington, who have a variety of comedic segments and celebrity interviews throughout the show. How about that?
They keep hitting us with the celebrity interviews. They've done two celebrity interviews in the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's... I think that's just what we do. To find out more, Vinny Hassan is the self-proclaimed king of the joke.
Oh, my gosh.
And is known for his off-the-wall impressions and pranks.
Oh, we need some impressions from our boy Vinny over
Vinny
here.
Vinny Hassan?
Oh, gosh.
Show us what you got.
Who do you want me to do?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. We'll start you off easy.
Get to the chopper.
Okay.
That's great. That's
easy.
Really good.
Give us, how about... Dr. Phil.
You are a bitch and your wife is worse.
I mean,
wow,
it's pretty
that's
good.
Vinny Hassan. That's Vinny Hassan, everybody.
Thank you.
Vinny.
I'll be here all weekend.
Oh, man. You're never. I'm changing you from Virginia the Witch to Vinny the Witch right now. I'll never not call you Vinny.
Michael, who was having fun with it yesterday. He went a little bit deeper, and he said, I asked ChatGPT to tell me about Jaybird's wife.
Oh, that does not exist.
It does in the world of artificial intelligence and ChatGPT. Jason Jaybird Pennington, one of the co-hosts of the KBJ radio morning show in Florida, is married to a woman named Denny's. They've been married since 2018. Overall, Denny's is a private individual who is not often discussed on the KBJ Radio Morning Show, but she does play an important role in Jaybird's personal and professional life.
Okay, get over here, baby.
Yeah. he said, I then asked Microsoft's version of ChatGPT called Copilot the same question, and this was its response. Jaybird, whose real name is Jason Pennington, is a radio personality of the KVJ show. As for his personal life, he was married to a woman named Denny's, who also goes by Daniela.
Everybody.
Oh, that's an ex-girlfriend of mine.
That's real.
But they have since divorced.
It says, I mean, you and Daniela never got married. You just dated.
Yeah. Somehow that ChatGPT, or I guess their version, Copilot, pulled that out.
What the fuck, ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Fucking stirring things up?
That must be out there somewhere.
Oh, she's going to get, this is going to get back to her.
No, it's not. It's all, everything's good.
Text in 3, 2.
No,
absolutely. G-Bird, why are you talking about me on the radio?
Absolutely not. None of that. Everything's great.
I miss you. You want to get back together?
Everything is great.
According to Jaybird, he and Denny's were high school sweethearts and were together for many years before getting married. They were married for a few years before they announced their separation on the show in early 2021.
What?
The details surrounding their divorce were not publicly disclosed, and it's unclear if Denny's is still involved in Jaybird's life or if she has moved on to new relationships.
Wow.
Left me for Jen.
This is scandalous.
Well, ChatGPT's kind of a dick. Kind of, it throws half-truths and then some weird shit from the past.
But there's just enough truth to go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is he married to Denny's?
That's some weird shit.
Yeah.
They at least sound like they suck each other off.
Oh, it sounds like we just 69 on the reg.
Yeah.
At minimum, at mins, that's what we're doing.
I love it.
That's fun. That makes me laugh.
It is. Yeah, there's a lot of wacky stuff you can put in there.
I love that my new name is Vinny because I feel like I'm
Vinny
gonna,
Hassan.
Yeah, I need to be like tough. That's a great tough guy name.
Do it in Johnny Carson's voice.
Vinny. You just broke Vinny Hassan's brain.
Coming up next, we got a great comedian. He's new on the scene.
No one said Vinny was good.
Gonna make him piss your pants, kids.
Said Vinny just did celebrity.
You mean the king of the joke? Vinny Hassan, the king of the joke?
He's a king, comma, joke.
The king of the joke, Vinny.
No, he's not a king of the joke. He's a king, comma, joke.
That is so fun.
Can you come dress tomorrow as Vinny Hassan,
please,
the king of the joke?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want you
to. I feel like he's from Brooklyn.
He's got a mustache. Vinny Hassan has a mustache.
Yes.
He has a mustache, but he also loves to wear like a tracksuit. Adidas, black.
Vinny, just brush out with some impressions. I'm drawing a blank for some reason. I'm throwing really old impressions.
Come up with Johnny Carson?
Come up with
I know, right?
That's some weak-ass shit.
Sorry, Vinny.
You're lucky I don't kick ass.
I mean, no disrespect to the king of the joke.
Give me something modern, you dick. I'm so excited for Sunday. We're going to be on the float and the Pride Parade, KBJ, Atoll Vodka. Happy Pride Fest, everybody. This Sunday, come see us downtown Lake Worth. Atoll Vodka will be on the float with us. They'll be handing out coupons about the after party. The after party is going to be from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. after the Pride Fest parade at the Mad Hatter, downtown Lake Worth. We'll see you there. And if you want to order your own Atoll Vodka delivered right to your house, go to mashandgrape.com.
Well, they say that the ChatGPT and all those other chat bots are getting better, but some people are saying that Google is getting worse. The search results, have you noticed that it doesn't seem as easy to find stuff you want? The person who's complaining about it said the first few non-ad results are SEO-optimized sites filled with affiliate links and ads.
Yeah, I'm noticing this.
And you now have to search longer and through more clutter to find links with information that previously came to the top much sooner.
Big All right, time. Google, we see you, and we don't like what you're doing.
I'm noticing it as well.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Everything's about money. You know, they take something that was great and they break it by monetizing it and making it all about money instead of about being an awesome information source like it previously was.
That's why I finally broke down and got the premium on YouTube. When I first started watching YouTube, it was very watchable. There wasn't that many ads. It was enough where I could get through it.
Yeah.
And then, like Virginia's saying, it was ad every minute and a half. Mm-hmm. There'd be three ads for a 2-minute video.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck that.
You lose your sexy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You do.
Yeah, and then they just take over anywhere, and it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is another thing I'm not sure I get either. Twitter started it, but now Meta, who has Facebook and Instagram, is going to jump into that whole subscription service in the U.S., the one that would allow you to pay for your check mark, your verification.
How much?
I don't know. I think Twitter does was like $8 or $9, something like that a month.
I've been wanting that blue check mark on Instagram so bad because I do talk to a few people that have it.
Uh-huh.
And they told me that they will respond quicker to other people with a blue check mark. So if you want to run in those circles, which I do so bad, they look to see who with the blue check mark is messaging them and they answer those first.
I'm the anti-check man. I think this is so stupid. Fuck you and your check.
Yeah, I don't know that I get it.
I totally get it.
I guess you're allowed to write longer tweets. I think that's one of the perks. But aside from that, I don't fully get what the perks are.
It's a status thing.
But you pay for your respect. Thing. I'm not impressed by that. Ooh, you got $8 a month to spend. That don't buy respect
for
me.
But the famous people will still have it without paying for it. They're not going to take the blue check mark, let's say, for instance, away from Tyler Cameron. They're not going to take his blue check mark away. But when he goes to look at his messages, if he sees that I messaged him and I also have a blue check mark, he will answer mine first.
I'm just spiritually against the whole thing of the, you see what I'm saying? It's all about status and who's cool and who's not cool. Yeah, I said it once, I'll say it again. Fuck you and your check.
Well, and I would think it's going to lose its importance like anything that gets watered down after a while.
Of course it does.
Celebrities are going to be, I can tell they paid for it. I've never heard of their name.
Well, like the term influencer, everyone's getting savvy that
you lose
just
influence,
because
yeah.
You call yourself an influencer and even have 30,000 people, does it mean Jack Spratt on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Blue checks, breaking necks. It ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
I want it. I just want it so bad.
Well, yeah.
I'm the problem, though. It's me.
But she's right, though. The social media cool people of that world that want to be in the know, they're all about status. And if you want to be in that circle, which I do not, they have to have the blue check.
Okay.
Can I give him the
only circle he wants to be in is Circle K.
Yeah, Circle K or a circle jerk with my boy.
Your wife, Denny's.
And my boy, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm in it. By you saying this, the next time they pull it up, that's what ChatGPT is going to have.
Is Kevin your side piece and Denny's your wife?
Kevin's my side piece, but then
I'll be his new wife.
You're right. Just start making a bunch of shit and have the GPT. Fuck, I can't say it anymore. GPT. Do those factoids now. Mm-hmm. Kevin and Jay Bird, 69 and all day long on the reg. ChatGPT this shit.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
So there's parts of all this technology that's impressive, but then there's parts of it still complete bullshit. The Vinny Hassan and the King of the Joke and things like that still come up. And there are people that are buying into this, and some people are very concerned by the concept of smart cities. It would be a city that is all connected together using artificial intelligence and the technologies, internet, and things like that that we have. It would eliminate a bunch of urban problems we have now, traffic congestion. It would be able to regulate lights better. Or they're even talking about we'll get to a point where you just hop in a pod and it will take you to your destination, almost like a mass transit type situation. You know,
wow.
You get on a subway car, you're not driving it.
No.
You get in your pod, you just chill out, and then you get there to your destination.
I love a pod.
But some people fear that this is going to be a slow way of trying to eliminate your cars from you, your freedoms from you. Some people, conspiracy theory stuff, that within 10 years, there are going to be rules in place where you can't drive into the city with your car. You have to be on this, and you cannot do any kind of driving on your own by car.
I think it's a good thing because I hate driving.
Well, you know, that would be the argument. How many automobile accident deaths do we have annually? And yeah, this will be the debate and the conversation when we get there, because people are like, no, I don't want that someone taken over. And think of the power of hackers and terrorists and things like that. If they could intercept and get in there and take over our transportation grid.
Oh, yeah. And they, with all that stuff, too, it's going to get to the point where if you're walking in the little mall area, they can zoom in on you and know who you are, and all of your information is going to come up, just like a Black Mirror episode. In these smart cities, everything's going to be so connected, they're going to know everything about you. Mm-hmm. Do you care about that?
I don't, but I see where it's alarming. I personally don't have anything to hide because we do a radio show and we talk about every stupid detail.
But think about, let's just say you're having a shady conversation with somebody that, I don't know, could be illegal. They're going to know that right away and zone in on that and have all that shit like that.
That's creepy.
With any of these points, I see the tremendous upside, and I at the same time see the tremendous downside. Until you minimize the downside, there's going to be too many people that are going to be freaked out by these kind of things.
I
see the traffic congestion that works. More people would be alive if we had a responsible grid that was taking us at reasonable speeds to where we need to go. It would also deal with energy consumption. Now, the upside of that is, we could save so much, become more energy efficient. It would be better for our pocketbooks and our environment likely, but who's to say that they don't deem that I can't put my air conditioner down to 62 if I want to, because that's just not smart. So now my house has got to be at 78 and I'm sweating my balls off in August.
Some people just think it's a slow way of taking your rights away. And before you know it, all of a sudden,
that is scary.
You're never, ever able to drive again. Now, that's, of course, the extreme thought of that.
Because I do love being driven. I love when Panda drives and I sit in the back seat with a cocktail. It's the happiest place on earth. And if that got taken away from me, I would be super sad.
And I know they already kind of, monitor what we're texting. But in those kind of smart cities, it would be so like that at a higher level.
Yeah.
To where you couldn't fart without them going, okay, that's Virginia Sinicky. That's her 13th fart today. Put it on record.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God this chair doesn't have a counter.
Yeah.
One of the other things they said is it would be better for security to have a smart city. They'd have cameras all over the place, and it would probably be close to the old Tom Cruise movie Minority Report, where they might be able to even detect. They would have facial recognition plus even body mannerisms. I know that a lot of times they've noticed like somebody's walk, stride,
yes,
things like that.
They have that at the airport. Mm. I think some airports have that technology where they are watching people. And if you act squirrely or a certain way, they're like, that guy needs to be closely screened.
Yes. And it's going to get to the point where they go, that guy right there, Tom L. Jenkins, is from Utah, and it'll have all of his stats right there. They could pull it up just like that. Mm-hmm. That's where we're getting.
And then they say connectivity. We'd be easy to connect with, but then the downside is, well, what if you don't want to be reached and you want to disconnect from the grid and just get away from it all? Would you be able to even do that in a smart city?
I don't think you would be able to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think you would.
So that's kind of it. And then some people worry about humans becoming over-reliant on technology and artificial intelligence in order to complete life's most basic tasks. I was even reading some, because we talked about it yesterday, about how your smartphone makes you dumb because you're not stretching your memory too much anymore. I try to work on the Spanish to try to do that. Some people do Wordle, but some people don't do anything. And I have noticed my spelling has gone to shit.
Oh, and it's making us dumber.
Yeah, and there are some people, I was reading an article yesterday, where they're to do that for their brain's sake, they will take weekends or periods where they park the phone, and they won't use it, or they refuse to use it for some kind of easy convenience because they want their mind to have to work. So they don't use the calculator or the spell check or whatever.
I can see the being on the computer and doing all that stuff working for a small group of people if they use it for their job in a way. But if you're always on there and you're always relying on
this and that to spell shit for you and to add for you.
You're not using your own brain.
Right. There's no way you're going to get smarter. In fact, I think that's unhealthy for you.
I think anything you don't use, it starts to fatigue and it does start to slowly drop off your skill, whatever it might be. And you got to keep doing stuff to make it sharp. If you're not using your memory, then I think what happens is your brain starts to get flabby.
And I guess you're using your memory different because you're remembering different shit just looking at a computer. Like, oh, I remember that. Oh, I remember that testicle in the porn I was watching. You just remember different things now.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jay Bird. Oh, Butch Chicken and Seafood has got a special place in my heart because they're awesome people to work with and they have delicious food from their shrimp to their chicken fingers, their buffalo wings, and their sandwiches. Butch Chicken and Seafood, they do it right. Hit up their website, butchchicken.com. You can order online. Whether you're in Port St. Lucie or Miami, people come from all over to Palm Beach County just for one of the Butch Chicken and Seafood locations. ButchChickenAndSeafood.com.
A couple other emails that we got here. Melissa said, hey, is Denny's planning on taking paternity leave after his baby Lachlan is born? And does 97.9 give him option of paid time off?
Good question. Denny's!
Virginia, when you had Rocco, you were springing right back to it.
Yeah, I had Rocco on a Friday, and I was back to work on Monday.
That's a true story, y'all.
Yeah.
And then everyone else that had babies around here were kind of mad. They're like, shit, man, she came back after a weekend?
Man, it looked terrible here.
I'm going to take a break, but fuck.
The hell?
That's awesome.
When I had Mags, I was working at Clear Channel, and I had accumulated a bunch of sick days. So I took like 30 sick days. So I did get paid for those because those sick days had rolled over and rolled over. Mm-hmm. I just didn't take them here because they didn't do that here. And I felt that myself and the team would be financially penalized if the ratings went down because of my absence. So,
also, your balls of steel felt fine. So you said, I'm coming in.
I shook it off because my name's Vinny.
Vinny Hassan, king of the joke.
Yeah. Vinny
king of the king of the joke.
King
of the
joke. Birth like nobody.
Got a massive hog for a dick.
That's where the baby came out.
He's just got
the baby came flying out of my dick hole. It was amazing.
Someone said in the chat, we go, Vinny does nothing but just farts in the chair all day long.
So, Denny's, are you taking paternity leave?
Probably not. I'm probably going to do the... Because I don't even know if it's going to be in the middle of the week or anything. But Jen's taking off a lot of time for that. So she'll be home. Plus, I get home, you know, afternoon-ish.
It's yeah. Really, mm-hmm.
I don't know if I necessarily have to take off of that time, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
maybe take a few days. Yeah. If you want, take a few days right at first. That's what I would say. Because you're not going to be penalized. Take them as personal days. You know?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if it's on a weekend or a Friday or even a Thursday, I'll probably come in on a Monday still.
Denny's,
I mean,
that's take the days. Take the days.
Do you get paid personal days? Is that in your contract? I know a little bit about what you get, but I wanted you to ask for more. Did you?
Yeah, I think so I've never even used any, so I have accumulated whatever I would have accumulated. So
ask Jen what she wants you to do. And then do that.
So if she needs it, then I'll absolutely take the time. But I mean, like I said, I get home afternoons anyway. I think she could
ask her.
I'll ask her. I'll let you guys know.
I want to do this right by you. Since you just pushed a baby out of your vagina, what do you want from me?
You look uncomfortable. You don't like an on-air interrogation?
Well, it's fine. It's just the situation's a little tricky because there's going to be family in town for this and everything. There's going to be a lot of people around for it, so I don't know if it's necessary that I take the time off.
Do
but
it.
If you guys want me to take the time off,
you'll
I'll take
have
it off.
Both grandmothers itching to get their hands on that baby.
That's what I'm saying. So she's going to have friends in town. There's family in town for that. Throughout the next few months, even towards the end of the pregnancy, there's going to be people in town helping through the whole process. So.
Gotcha.
It's kind of a village effort. So I don't know if I necessarily need to take the time off.
I love a highly anticipated baby where both sides of the family are like, oh my gosh, first grandchild.
Yes.
Like, that's so cool.
They say it takes a village, Boulevard.
Well, fortunately for us. Right by it.
Somebody's wanting to know what is going to be your smoke policy around the baby. Has that been discussed or thought through?
So I definitely won't. I'm not going to be, and I've already started not necessarily smoking in the house at all. So okay. I've already done a lot of things on the front end to transition because I enjoyed the concentrates. They take you to that place, which is great. And you can smoke less of it because it's so concentrated. So I did that for a long time, but I've been slowly weaning into just the pens, the concentrate pens.
Okay.
That way it's the vapor and then just outside on the porch.
Yeah, he's got a really cozy porch, too. He's got a lake. They got ducks and otters.
Trash.
Yeah.
I tried doing 100% edibles. I wasn't really into it. It's just too different for me.
Edibles are, we're not
a different ride.
For us, it is, yeah. It's just kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of heavy.
Yeah, if you're chronic and used to doing something, and then even if it just, so say you always drink beer every night, you drink six beers a night every night, and then you switch to liquor, it's a different animal. It does this, it gives you the similar effect, but it's a little bit different. If you drink six shots a night, I mean, you're getting lit.
That's how you hump your couch.
Yeah, you definitely do. I've noticed that.
He would
that.
Know because he's humped a couch.
And even down to different alcohols affect you differently. I feel some of them make you ruckus.
That malt liquor, man.
Oh, that will make you black out.
Oh, Vinny loves malt liquor.
With his big old dick. Vinny. Right, her name's Vinny now.
I love it.
Yeah. It's not real long. It's a kind of more than one of them short.
It's thick.
Yeah, it's a very thick, you know, it just kind of looks like a tree stump.
I have girth for days.
They call it 1940s dick.
Yeah.
But you've never once seen a trimmer or razor or anything.
No. Oh, my gosh.
How dare you disrespect Vinny and
kinda
his pubic
sissy.
Hair.
Yeah. Do you think I am?
Yeah, I mean, that thing is just hiding right there in the weeds.
Oh, boy. And when it comes to, I mean, just loads.
Gallons.
Oh, yeah.
Gallons. Ropes.
You get that hot neck.
Looks like a magician pulling ropes out of his sleeve.
Yeah.
Vinny, he's an animal.
Yeah.
King of the joke.
Yeah. King of the joke. Is Jen going to get a push present?
So that's a gift given to somebody for giving birth, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A lot of, so again, we rebudgeted and everything recently. So a lot of the things that we would have spent money on now is just going into this central fund for things that we might need in the house.
Baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, a gift for her. I mean, maybe I should get her one. But it just so far, all of our combined income has been going into designing the baby room.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Getting all that stuff ready. Yeah. And I'm sure the first few months or whatever is going to be adjusting to things that we need as we realize we need it.
Yeah.
People ask if I'm going to hold the baby. Shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I love holding babies.
Like, I think we could start a little fund, and I'd be happy to chip in some little money for a push gift. You don't have to tell her that we gave you the money.
Yeah.
We could. Hey, you know what? She listens sometimes. Vinny's stupid.
Do not blame that one on Vinny. That's all Virginia.
Yeah. you can see the separation.
Yeah, don't fucking put that on. I love Vinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she's going to want to drink some wine when she gives birth.
Oh,
that's
the
one thing she's been really missing.
Yeah, I bet.
I had champagne in my delivery room.
Are you allowed to drink that right away?
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as you're not breastfeeding. So
you can have one even
One's
if you are breastfeeding.
Pump and dump.
My doctor told me one is fine.
And I think it's more so, you just don't realize what you miss until you can't have it. I mean, she drank a glass of wine every day after work. It was just kind of her routine.
What kind she drink?
She's a Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay. All
right,
a very light white.
Mm-hmm. A very light white. So when she first started drinking wine, she was on the very sweet end. It was Rieslings and stuff down that nature. Mm-hmm. And I think as her palate matured, she has slowly moved into a Sauvignon Blanc, maybe eventually going to a Chardonnay.
And her favorite year of this?
She likes a vintage in the late 80s, 89. I don't know.
French? Does she like a French wine?
So
California.
So yeah, I mean, I think it's whatever is available or whatever's on sale. But then within that, I think she's found brands that she does like.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll find a good one. I'll do some Sauvignon Blanc research.
See which ones are great.
Yeah.
Buster sent an email. He's got a question about the whole concept of the push present. He said, "My wife and I have been happily married for 4 years and currently have our first baby on the way. Prior to getting married, I was never big on having kids, while she'd be okay having an entire baseball team worth of them. Needless to say, she convinced me to have at least two to start. About 2 months ago, she threw out the idea of a push present. I laughed and jokingly said, I should be asking for the gift since I had to be convinced to conceive the kids.
Oh.
And just as quickly, the conversation was dropped. But I noticed that all of a sudden, she was cooking my favorite meals, taking me out for dates, and doing all the very dirty things I like in the bedroom. I thought nothing of it until she brought up the push present again for herself. And then it all made sense. We are now about 3 weeks from meeting our first baby, and I do not know how to let her know that she's not getting a push present. I don't mind splurging on her birthday or anniversary, but in this situation, a push present doesn't make sense to me. Please give me your advice on this. Am I being too selfish?
Yes. Stop it.
Buster being a dick.
Is this Buster Murdaugh? No,
look,
just get her a gift.
You're having a baby. Get her a gift. Just be cool.
She's telling you it's important to her. It's not like it's going to hurt you. If your wife says something is really important to her, just do it. I mean, why make her sad?
Why is that the hill you want to die on, Buster? I'm being honest. I'm not trying to be a dick, but seriously, why would you want to? You don't have to buy her a new car, but you are having a kid together. Why not celebrate instead of hate?
Buy her a gift that's for her and her alone, not for the baby. Mm. It's for her. Do something nice. Think about jewelry or a purse or something that she will keep as a keepsake and that'll be special.
And when I say hate, I know you don't hate anything. I just mean, here's a chance you have a chance to be #becool/spiritual. Mm. So you do. You can uplift spirits right now by being cool, by not really doing anything.
Yeah.
By buying something cool, and you have a kid coming.
I think honestly, when it comes to a marriage and life and family, is any chance you have that can do something that adds something positive. We always talk about making deposits in relationships, and they've broken it down. I think it's a 5-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
You have to have 5 positive deposits for every withdrawal. And that's something negative. That's a fight, or you do something that pisses them off. And if you don't maintain that ratio, you're going to have problems in your marriage and in your life. So if there is a chance to do just a little something.
Easy.
Take advantage of. If you know that she wants it that badly, I would say definitely do it.
This is an odd hill to die on.
Oh. Yeah.
And don't be a dick.
It does seem like an easy point to please somebody.
And she's doing dirty things. She's being so fucking cool,
What's she doing?
Oh, it's definitely butt stuff.
Oh, it's
definitely butt stuff.
Probably guaranteed anything.
Oh, yeah.
One tech says, this concept is so stupid. The baby is the gift. I have had 2 of them.
All right.
But it's not important to you.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
Right.
This woman is saying she thinks it's stupid, so you don't have to get her one.
Right.
But if your woman says it's important to her, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a big deal, but what the fuck do I know?
Yeah.
I ain't got no kids. I'm not.
Right,
it's nice
married.
To give your wife or your husband a gift if they want one.
The only thing I could really relate about the email is the dirty things in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Butt stuff.
Yeah. That's right. You know who else likes butt stuff?
Oh,
Vinny Hassan.
It. Oh, my God.
Master of the
Vinny
joke.
Hassan, king of the joke.
And king of the joke.
Yeah.
Oh, Vinny loves some ass play.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my gosh. That's all he likes.
Does.
His favorite song is Brown Eyed Girl.
You really need to come in a suit tomorrow. Vinny, come in as Vinny tomorrow.
Vinny Hassan, yeah. It'd be great to have the king of the joke here with all those impressions, all those jokes, that wit.
That wit. It's the wit.
The wit. Would be so amazing. All right, thanks for all your emails. Send them to us, mail at kbjshow.com. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.